Good morning, all, and welcome to Wake Up with Marcy and Hillary, a talk show with heart. Today, we have a lineup of inspiring guests who are making a real difference in their fields and communities. Let's dive in and hear about our incredible guest, Hillary. Our first guest is a true champion for the environment. Greg Short, the visionary CEO and founder of Finibar, is on a mission to create a lasting environmental legacy. His unwavering commitment to sustainability and well-being shines through his groundbreaking partnership with none other than the iconic Matthew McConaughey and the esteemed Just Keep Living Foundation. Together, they are empowering high school students with the knowledge and tools to embrace healthy living and sustainability.
Next, we sit down with Scott F. and Rachel LaFollette from 4Q Coffee. Founded by a New York firefighter, 4Q Coffee not only offers fantastic coffee, but also supports and finds support within the first responder community. Scott and Rachel will share their journey and how they are making an impact right here in New York City.
And then we meet Ashley Hardcastle, a certified workplace mindfulness facilitator, and Dr. Maitri Vaidya, a certified meditation instructor, and the co-founders of Zessa Wellness. Zessa Wellness offers corporate wellness programs focusing on balance through evidence-based mindfulness programs involving yoga, meditation, and breathing exercises. Discover how Zessa Wellness is transforming lives and promoting overall well-being, and how we can incorporate these practices in our daily lives. We now meet Greg Short, CEO and founder of Finibar. Greg, you are a true champion for the environment. We are so excited to have you on.
Greg, it's so good to have you.
Thank you.
Great job with everything you're doing. This is so exciting.
With Earth Day and all, I mean, this is really important work. So tell us, as the founder of Finibar, what specific moment or experience during all of your travels, because you've done so many trips and seen so much, what inspired your passion for making a positive environmental impact?
Well, quite honestly, when I was out there, I spent 4 months during the pandemic out traveling, through the national parks and the wilderness, climbing mountains, going in deserts, fields, forests, by myself. And, when you're alone that long with your thoughts, you really start thinking about the world and your place in it. And, my goddaughter is just turned 3 years old. Her name's Fina, which I named Finibar after her. Okay. And I thought to her, this was such a life-changing trip for me. And I thought, when she's my age, what are these parks going to look like for her? And is she going to be able to come here? Are they going to be burned to the ground? Are they going to be washed away with climate change and everything that's happening with the earth right now? And I thought, not just her, but just the younger generation in general, are they going to be able to have the same life-changing experience that I had on this incredible four-month journey that changed my life and brought Finibar to the forefront? And so when I was coming off of the last mountain in Kings Canyon, they had given me a little sapling when I checked in there, and they said, if you plant this somewhere, tag us on social media, and we'll plant one as well. And as I'm coming down the mountain in my car, leaving the park, windows down, Johnny Cash blasting out the windows, and I saw this little sapling sitting on the seat next to me, and I thought, obviously during the trip, no pun intended, but there were a lot of little seeds that got planted in my head.
Absolutely.
And my best friend is a chocolatier in Germany. I had a big food blog there, and she and I always wanted to do a business, so I reached out to her, left her a message, and I said, I have this crazy idea. What if we made a chocolate bar, but if we could wrap it in something that disappear? Like, why does all packaging have to stick around? I don't understand. I just don't understand. Everything sticks around forever, and we can't have that anymore. And what if we made a chocolate bar that not only could disappear, but what if it could grow something? As I'm looking at this little sapling, I said, I know it's crazy. I've been in the wilderness too long. I'm a crazy man right now, but what a cool idea, right?
Well, that's right. You're talking about the higher self talking to you.
You hear it, you have to execute against it. And right now, environmental issues are so important. And I know that your the outside wrapping especially, but the inside also. Can you tell us exactly how these are actually contributing to the environment?
Yeah, absolutely. So the outside packaging is made from 100% reclaimed recycled materials. As a matter of fact, on the back, I don't know if you can see it, but we have the FSC certification, and that's from the Forest Stewardship Council, and that certifies that all of this packaging is made from 100% reclaimed materials, and no deforestation took place in making it. So we grind this down from reclaimed materials into a pulp, then we infuse that pulp with wildflower seeds, so you can plant this. And all the colors and dyes are made from vegetable and minerals. All the dark ink that you see is made from soy, so it comes from the earth, so it's safe to go back into the earth.
I love it.
Everyone should be doing wrappers like this.
Well, it's interesting you say that because so many people have said to me, are you worried about people stealing your idea or copying it? And I say the more the merrier. I welcome everyone. Like, I hope it catches on and people see this because I don't understand why all companies aren't making packaging like this that can disappear. All packaging doesn't necessarily have to grow something, but it can at least biodegrade and disappear. Like, why aren't our shoe boxes coming like that? And then, you know, this guy too, this center guy, also is completely compostable and biodegradable. This disappears as well.
Okay, this is so good.
Which one are you?
I'm having the pink one.
Oh, I got the ginger lime. I'm like, wow, what is that?
Oh my God, white chocolate with mango and coconut.
Oh, I'll try that one.
Now, for white chocolate, isn't that crazy? Because most people don't like white chocolate, right?
Oh, I do.
They think white chocolate, it's so sweet and sugary.
No.
Here's the other big difference, why ours tastes so creamy and delicious. Mm-hmm. We keep the cocoa butter in it.
Oh.
Almost 90% of chocolate companies take the cocoa butter out. They sell it to the beauty industry.
That's why it's so rich.
It melts at body temperature, so they put into lip balms and moisturizers. All the best chocolates in the world keep the cocoa butter. We keep the cocoa butter.
How about that? Just real quick, I wanted to ask you about your collaboration with Matthew McConaughey and the Just Keep Living Foundation.
Yeah, it's very exciting. When they contacted us to, you know, meet with me and talk about Phenobar, and so we ended up partnering with them because they loved what we were doing. They love our mission. And so what we do is we go around to different high schools around California, and we meet with the kids, and there's tons of them that show up. It's really, really impressive and quite inspiring. And I teach them about sustainability and the environment. We teach them about the chocolate industry and how we make Phenobar and how important this is to the environment. And just by buying this one little bar, how much they can do to help the environment. And it's really educational for them. And our very first meeting that we went with all the kids, when we finished, the members of the foundation came over and said, this is actually one of the best, most informative collaborations we've ever had.
So you're planting really seeds great. For them.
Absolutely. And the kids love it. They love hearing about how
Thank you so much for coming on Wake Up.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Awesome. I appreciate it very much. Thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
After the break, we'll sit down with Scott F., founder of 4Q Coffee, and Rachel La Follette, head of branding and business development from 4Q Coffee.
And Ashley Hardcastle, a certified workplace mindfulness facilitator, and Dr. Maitri Vaidya, a certified meditation instructor, and also the co-founders of Zessa Wellness.
Sit down with Scott, founder of 4Q Coffee, and Rachel La Follette, head of branding and business development for 4Q Coffee, which has a mission of delivering great coffee, plus a little laughter, resilience, and camaraderie.
Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you. Welcome
this back,
so
Scott.
It's great to be here. I love being in your presence.
And you brought Rachel with you, so.
Rachel is all the way from Colorado, and she's now, you know, amongst us in New York. And
yeah, and so you brought on all the branding, and I'm excited to hear more about
it. Yeah, so let's dive in. You have been on the show, but we need to hear a little bit more about the coffee and about 4Q.
Yeah, remind us about 4Q.
Absolutely. So 4Q is what it sounds like. Say it like in New York. It's not the number four in the letter Q. It's not four quarters. It's 4Q.
And 4Q. You know,
and the coffee.
4Q. Say it like a full New Yorker. Come
exactly.
on.
4Q. Right? Yeah. Exactly. You know, it's the old, how you doing 4Q? You don't like to drink some. So that's where the brand started, all around the New York mind, the New York mentality, the New York hustle, bustle, running and going and doing constantly 24/7. It's a city that never sleeps, right?
Yeah.
There's a reason for that.
Yeah.
So 4Q was born. While 4Q was being born, I was fortunate enough, I'm in New York, to be introduced to Rachel, who's in Colorado.
Mm-hmm. Colorado girl.
But she's like a New Yorker. She was just like transponded or transported to Colorado.
Yeah, you were transplanted
exactly. Yeah. And she saw the vision, she heard my words, and together we just went full force.
You know, that's so important because when you are starting a company, it's hard to bring people on the team that can see your vision. Right? Because you have it in your head, and now you're trying to bring people on that can bring it to life. So, Rachel, how did this happen for you? Why was this so important? And you obviously felt something and were energized by this, and you made it come to life.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, like Scott said, he originally hired me as a branding consultant, and I feel very fortunate and grateful and blessed that I'm at a point in my career where I can choose primarily who I work with and where I spend my time. You know, if I'm going to spend time and energy away from my family, I want it to be in the people and the projects and the businesses that I feel really passionate about. Mm-hmm. And so Scott just really hasn't been able to get rid of me after.
That's great. That's great. Yeah.
But, you know, it's honestly really been a blessing. I mean, I'm sure neither of you have ever met anyone like this, but some business owners, especially business owners that have had the kind of success that Scott has, are almost a victim of their success, and that they tend to not want to take outside counsel or really, you know, seek outside counsel. And Scott is not that way, which makes him very easy to work with.
That's
and
important.
He's also very
it's all the coffee.
Yeah.
It calms him.
It's all the coffee.
It calms him. And that's good.
Most importantly, it's knowing what you're not good at and letting someone who's good at it.
100%.
Yeah.
Roll with
they often say that a really good partnership is like a marriage. And have you had those good and bad days?
Yeah, I mean, it's easy in the sense that I feel like we're very aligned with regard to what's important to me personally and to him personally. I mean, he's excellent at making the people around him feel very appreciated, and, you know, he doesn't take for granted the people who help him.
Yeah.
And that, it's you know, important. Unfortunately is not always the case. And he's also, smart and decisive, but also, like I said, you know, we'll take outside perspective.
That's good. You're willing to hear from others that maybe it's better this way, and so,
well, and they also, you also said before we started that you, and I'm going to say 4Q, but you keep him with the F word, which is focus.
Right.
Now, how do you do that?
Yeah, I mean, there's just so much opportunity, right? And so it's almost more of a process, like, you know, what needs to get done before we can go here? Can we, you know, we need to do these things first. And I love that the brand is, you know, Scott's a firefighter, and he's very, very invested in making sure that the first responders and, you know, members of the armed forces, veterans, feel heard and appreciated and recognized. And that's very important to me, too. You know, my father and father-in-law are both veterans. And I think that that's kind of an added bonus in addition to, you know, just loving working with him personally. Like, the brand, I really appreciate and am bought into what it stands for. And, you know, so those things don't always align, right?
Right.
That's
and do you always stay this involved with your partners or those that you work with?
No, but, you know, the fit has been excellent. And like I said, you know, I want to invest my time in the people and the businesses.
So what's next?
What's next? There's a lot coming out next, a lot of different, obviously, products and roasts and blends and whatnot. But the big thing that is kind of a secret right now, right, is this brick and mortar concept of building out this whole New York City vibe, just outside of New York City, but still in New York. And street artists from the five boroughs are going to be involved with the project. Local musicians are going to be involved with the project. There's a lot of heart, okay, and a lot of
heart and soul.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I know from a Genesis perspective of what you really wanted to focus on was this give back to the first responders. Can you share with us more about that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think Scott being a fighter, that's very natural to him, right, to recognize that community. But it's been interesting, the response that we've gotten. I don't know if you expected it. I mean, I did, but it's definitely an interesting thing to...
Yeah, so the interesting dynamic that evolved out of this whole thing is I wasn't gearing or going towards a certain communities per se. I just wanted to make sure that people knew that we were behind those people. We were going to be a voice piece or a congregating piece for that community. Mm-hmm. And the support has been tremendous from that community.
So if somebody wants to nominate someone, how can they go about doing that?
Yeah, so it's great. Actually, on our website, we have a Nominate a Hero program. And anyone can go on the website, nominate a hero. It could be a police officer, first responder, firefighter, veteran, anything you want. Mm-hmm. There's a section to write a blurb about that person and why they're your hero. And then what we do is we then take that, we actually take what you wrote, print it, put it in with the box of coffee and merch and other fun things, and send it off to that person. So they know they're appreciated, feel loved, and they see what someone who loves them and cares about them and appreciates them.
That's Wouldn't it be so fun if you brought somebody on, like maybe the next note you get, and
let's
the next box of coffee,
that.
We could talk about it on the
I
show.
I just got chills.
That would be a great idea, actually.
Yeah,
and there's a bunch of local people. We've done this far and also near for people.
So, guys, please go to Fort Hugh and let's
nominate.
Do this.
Let's get some people on
How great
the show.
Is that? Rachel, was that okay?
Yeah.
Great. Oh, guys, thank
you
for coming on the show.
Yeah.
It's really been amazing and match made in heaven.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us again. I appreciate you
thank
both.
You.
Thank you. After the break, we get a dose of mindfulness with Ashley Hardcastle and Dr. Maithri Vidya, the co-founders of Zessa Wellness. Now sit down with Ashley Hardcastle, a certified workplace mindfulness facilitator, and Dr. Maithri Vidya, a certified meditation instructor. They are the co-founders of Zessa Wellness, a company that offers corporate wellness programs. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Oh, this is my jam.
I'm already zen.
So good.
So can you share with us the inspiration behind Zessa Wellness?
Yeah, Dr. Maithri and I met several years ago, and we were both experiencing a lot of stress in the workplace, and we knew that bringing mindfulness to folks, just individuals, but in the workplace setting, was going to revolutionize so many different things, both personally and professionally.
All right, stress in the workplace. What are actually some key benefits of incorporating mindfulness like yoga and breathing exercises into corporate wellness programs?
Yeah, so there's so many benefits of bringing mindfulness, meditation, yoga in the workplace. Individually, we can experience things like a decrease in blood pressure, a decrease in heart rate, and even a decrease in anxiety and stress. Mm. And when we practice mindfulness activities, we also have an increase in mental clarity, innovation, creativity, and we even have the ability to better regulate our emotions. And when we specifically introduce these things in the workplace, organizations see an increase in that innovation and creativity and productivity. And they also see a boost in morale, mm-hmm. and a decrease in turnover, a decrease in burnout, and a decrease in sick days. So overall, mm-hmm. programs like ours can really not only benefit an employee from their level of happiness to right. their well-being, but also an organization can see a better bottom line.
I it's love that. Yeah, it is a win yeah. across the board. So let's talk about some tips that you can offer for the audience out there, because all the things you're talking about, we all actually go through. Right. So what's something that they could incorporate into their daily lives to help them with their mindfulness and anxiety and stress and all of those things?
Sure. So there's a ton of things that we can incorporate into our day and day-to-day life. Mm-hmm. Breathing exercises are a great start. Just really feeling your in-breath and your out-breath and, you know, feeling that your body and your nervous system relaxing and calming down. Because what happens is... these mindfulness programs, what we've created at Zessa, at least, are these brain-based programs mm-hmm. that, you know, really benefit and balance the mind and the body. Specifically, they balance the right and the left hemispheres. And these brain-based programs, they block the stress hormones like cortisol and epinephrine so that your whole body calms down and the whole nervous yeah. system calms down. And in effect, it decreases that fight or flight response that mm-hmm. sometimes we feel when we're stressed.
Yeah.
Neuroplasticity has actually shown that the frontal brain has quite a bit of activity with long-term meditators. And that then, you know, helps us with that decreased stress. We live more balanced life.
Yeah, so let's, I'm sorry, I just want to ask yeah. one quick question. When you talk about the breathing, can we just go through?
I was going to ask the same thing. I want to hear if you're a newbie and you're trying, like, how do
a breathing
you do
exercise,
it?
Right?
How do you do it and how often?
This is a great question. So one of the biggest tips I can give anyone out there is a digital detox, right? We carry our phones around. We get mm-hmm. dings and text message and email alerts all the time. So one of the things that we can do is stop mm-hmm. every time we hear a notification mm-hmm. or an email alert and stop. We stop. Take a deep breath. Observe how we feel. And then proceed.
Yeah.
So if you do that every time you get a text alert or mm-hmm. a ding or an instant message,
yeah.
that is a wonderful way to incorporate mindful moments mm-hmm. throughout your day. Mm-hmm. And can you imagine how many times you would do that? Every
yeah.
ding and you got
really
from
does.
Your phone?
It yeah. does immediately make you feel
it
better.
Does. Yeah. So breathe in. To the count of three, maybe,
you
and breathe out to the count of four, so maybe have something
And
new
I head. Like what you just said. They're simple, and you can do it whenever you hear a beep or yeah. a ding or something. Mm-hmm. That's when you do it, versus do it three times a day.
Yeah.
Right. I really like that.
Mm-hmm. I do, too. So yeah. I'm going to be breathing, and not just regular breathing, right?
But
I'm going to be conscious
yeah,
about
deeper.
It.
Breathe
you got to be conscious about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Take it all
right.
the way in. Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for coming on Wake Up.
Thank you. It was great.
Yeah. And meditate. Yeah. And I love what you're doing for corporations, because it is so important to really fight against the burnout, because yes. it is real.
And yes, the benefits are so, you can do this very quickly mm-hmm. and already impact your whole organization.
Yep. And yeah. the science supports it. So
the science
we're on board.
Supports yeah. it. Thank you again
Thank
so
you.
Much.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you so much for tuning in. We had so many awesome guests. And how about those breathing exercises?
The micro actions that they discuss about just doing it every time your phone does something or before you go into a meeting. Mm-hmm. And it does.
And can driving.
You tell? Just and driving. yeah.
Right. That's one yeah. thing that gets me going. But I will say, when we were doing the breathing exercise, I actually felt a calmness come over me.
I did too. It yeah. really, you know, it is, there is, as we heard, scientific evidence.
Absolutely. So be mindful of your breathing, and please check out today's guests. Find out more about them on wakeupwithmarcyandhillary.com. Now let's talk about who's on Wake Up next week. In celebration of April and Earth Month, we are thrilled to present a diverse and vibrant lineup that mirrors the beauty of our planet. First up, we have Aiden Riley, the co-founder of the FarmLink Project. This extraordinary initiative is revolutionizing our approach to food waste and hunger by rescuing surplus food to feed communities in need while promoting environmental sustainability.
We then welcome Chef George Duran, who will showcase sustainable seafood choices and share delicious recipes that are both good for you and the planet.
Next is Amy Pohunas, the co-founder and CEO of Better CBD. Amy is leading the way in blending nutrition and wellness with CBD-infused protein bars.
And last, but certainly not least, we have the dynamic duo, Stephen and Samuel Beyer, the brains behind Popcorn for the People. Learn about their inspiring journey of creating meaningful employment opportunities for autistic adults through their unique enterprise that goes beyond just popping kernels.
It's going to be an amazing show, and we hope that you have an incredible week. Remember to be kind to yourself and kind to others.
And remember, wake up to all of your possibilities. See you next week.
Bye-bye.